heard it before. You know, as we count down to this new year, we begin to think about what new thing is going to happen. I don't know about you, but it's like a whole new start. And I just get excited that, okay, everything's going to be different. All change. But we all have hopes and wishes about how things could be, but it's not always how it turns out, right? Do you all remember the resolutions you made in 2023? I do. I didn't keep them. I tried. I really tried. Eat better. Exercise more. You've been there. You know, take care of your health. All these things. Well, it didn't happen. But I'm resolved. I'm going to try again this year. You know, we have this idea that, again, as the calendar changes, it's going to be an automatic start to something new. But that's not how it works. If you want to start something new, it means letting go of the old, right? Because you can't have something new if you're holding on to the old way of doing things. You have to totally let go of the new, old, so that there's room for the new. It means changing things. And while I get excited about new things, I have to admit that letting go of the old way, changing the way that I'm used to doing things comfortable with, that's very hard. So as we consider what we need to let go and give into God's hands, let us pray so that God can speak to us and that we have the courage to allow Him to change us to be able to let go and do a new thing in our life. So let us pray. Gracious God, as we come here this evening, we invite You in. We ask that You would give us the strength to put ourselves in Your hands, that we allow You to make things new according to Your way, not our way. So, Holy God, enter into each person here, into each person online, wherever we are, and speak to us. Do a new thing in our lives. All this, Lord, we pray in the powerful name of Christ. Amen. So we all have a different idea of how to do things, right? We know that. If I were to ask each and every single person here, okay, how do you want the watch night service for next year to go? I would imagine we all have different ideas, right? I don't think it'll all be the same because we are unique and different people. We might all agree that different is good and that we want to do something different, but that different thing is going to look different for all of us. It's not going to be the same. And today, as we come to this close of a year, I imagine we all had an idea of what we wanted 2023 to be like. How we wanted our life to go, right? We all had these ideas, but I also might imagine that it wasn't quite the way we had expected, that it was different. Some good, but some not so good. And so as we consider how we want to make things better for this coming year, I have a suggestion. I would submit that if we invite God into the new year, if we seek His way of doing things, it's going to be much better. Because here's the thing, unless and until we invite God into the coming year, we're going to be in the same boat next year. So unless I invite God to give me strength to help me eat better, be more healthy, guess what? I'm going to be standing here 2024 telling you the same thing, that I made those resolutions and I didn't keep them because I did not invite God in. And I confess, you know, this whole eating better thing and healthy thing, I try to do it on my own. That's why I didn't succeed, because I did not let go and give it into God's hands. So think for a moment how your life has been going in the year 2023, or all of your life. You know, consider if you have asked God what is the way that He wants you to do things. Consider the way that you've approached resolutions, approached goals in your life. And I think I'm confident enough to say that each one of us would agree that having God, involving God in your goals is important, right? Each one of us would agree. I'm confident in that you'll agree with me. However, that's easier said than done. Because how many times do we resolve to give things to God, and then the moment our heads and thoughts turn to something else, we try to do it on our own efforts? How many of you have done that? I have. You know, I try, but the hardest thing is to let go and give it to God. And that's the message for tonight, that if we want this new year to be good, if we want it to be something, a new year where God will do a new thing, we have to allow Him in. We have to give it to Him so that He can create a new thing in our lives. We can't complain about how our lives are going if we don't turn to God for help and guidance and seek His way. And I pray that as we consider the things that have not happened, that we are at that point where we understand that our way of doing things has not been good. Insanity, that's the definition of insanity. Doing something over and over and expecting different results. And as smart and as capable as we are, we're still limited and we're still human. So unless we are ready to admit our limitations and the fact that we need God's help, we're going to be in the same boat next year. Have you ever lamented at the relationships, the broken relationships in your life? Whether it's with your loved one, with your kids, with your spouse, with your mom and dad, or with your brothers and sisters, or your cousins, or your friends. Have you ever lamented that you wished it could be better? I think we all have. You know, because we all have disagreements. Being human means we disagree. As I said, all of us here, if I were to ask each person, you'd have a different idea of how the watch night service, and I can give other examples, but this is the most basic one, how the watch night service would go. We all have different opinions. The problem we get into is that when we have different opinions, we hold on to them and think our way is right. But the key, my friends, the key to a better future, the key is turning it over to God and seeking His way for something new. Because year after year, if things haven't changed, even with our best efforts, then I think it's time to seek the One who makes all things new. If you're at that point, then I'm going to offer the following for our consideration. That is to let go of our perspective and be open to changing our ways to God's way of doing things. But again, easier said than done. So let's take it piece by piece. The first part, letting go. Letting go is the hardest things for humans to do. We're creatures of habit. We have our safety blankets, things that we're used to and thinking that's the way to do it. You know what my safety blanket is? Right here. You know how many times I've wanted to let go and go down here and speak and just, you know, speak from the heart? Guess what? I haven't been able to let go of my safety blanket. What's your safety blanket? The routine, right? The comfort of knowing how things are going to happen. That's a safety blanket for most of us. But God invites us to trust Him in faith and walk forward in faith, not knowing what the next step is going to bring. So if I leave here, you know what I'm afraid of? That I'm going to forget the words. Have you ever done that? You know, you've had everything planned, then you forget what you're supposed to do. Especially when everyone's watching, that's not a good feeling. Many times. Sometimes, God wants us to forget our way of doing things and trust Him implicitly so that He can show us His power in our weakness. And again, we have to let go of that comfort and the security blankets that we have all. For example, for some of us, the security blanket is knowing how things should go. We all think it's important for our kids to study hard, right? I believe that. It's important for them to get a good grades, to get into a good college, find the right job, get married, get a house. And we want all these things for our kids, right? Because we want them to be comfortable and safe and happy. if anyone said differently. I don't know if we'd agree, because we think our way, that checklist that I just said, is the way to go. But my friends, even if our kids, even if we meet all those things on checklist, that is no guarantee for a perfect life, for a happy life. The only guarantee, the only way for a perfect life is for God to be invited in to every single aspect of our lives. And so as we consider what are the things that are important to us, let us remember that the most important thing is to have God involved in everything in our lives. Life will happen. Our kids will struggle. We will struggle with things we cannot control. And these could be physical things. These could be material struggles or emotional or mental health issues. There's so many ways that we struggle. And if we are not careful, we'll get caught up in these things that we have no way of fixing. And that cycle will go on year after year. And sometimes, you know what happens? That becomes a generational cycle, right? Where we learn from our parents and then we impart that on our kids. And so that pressure, that expectation, that checklist, that does not guarantee happiness, by the way. We keep living in that, being stuck in that over and over. What God says to us is that, come to me, all who you are weary and tired. So if you're tired of that checklist not being met, or not being happy with the way things are going, consider a different way. Consider letting go of the way it should be according to us, and consider asking God to guide your path in this new year. By the way, this is not just for our kids. This is true for all of us. Even if all those boxes are checked for us, we will find ourselves struggling with baggage, issues, wounds, hurts that we'll carry into the new year that will prevent us from experiencing a new thing that God wants to do in our life. My friends, God is always ready to do a new thing, to create us anew. But we are the ones that often prevent him, do not allow him into our lives, because we hold on and we don't let go. See, if we don't let go, there's no room for God, for us to hold on to God, right? Because we're holding on. So we do need to empty ourselves so that God can fill us with his way, his plan. Tonight, I want to ask you, what have you been holding on to, whether it's in this past year or your life? What have you been holding on to that's not working? I can't answer that question. I have my own stuff that I'm carrying, but you can. And as you consider your understanding how things should be and the way you've worked to make things fall into place, and you know what? On the surface, it might even look like things have fallen into place to others. But the reality is different. God knows our hearts, my friends. So no matter how good it looks on the outside, God knows the pain and the struggle and the unrest that we have in our hearts. Year after year, we held on to these things, the wounds. Tonight, God invites us to let go, to put it in his hands. Let God do something amazing and new and miraculous in our lives. We read today together from Revelation, "Behold, I am making things new." Are you ready for a new thing? Amen. Are you tired of the old way, where it's just struggle after struggle? Where no matter how hard you try, it's just not working. Well, we can't be made new until we put ourselves in the hand of the Creator. Understand that while God made us, he gave us free will, which has led to sin, which has deformed us. And so our holding on, that's a sin, my friends. Our holding on to our way of doing things, that's sin because that puts us in the place of God. Plain and simple. And so if we truly call God God, then we need to give him that place. The good news is that we serve a God who can recreate us in his image through his Son, Christ, who took on our sin. And when we turn ourselves over to Christ, he will transform us, my friends, into his image by breathing new life into us. So feel the Holy Spirit entering in. Allow him to just give you peace that passes all human understanding. But in order to be filled with the Spirit, we have to empty ourselves of the ways of this world. Our own ways, our thinking. Sometimes I don't think we understand just how precious we are to God. You are no accident, my friends. You are not the sum of the wrong decisions you've made. You're God's chosen and precious child, worthy enough for God to come to this earth to take on human flesh and to take our place by dying on the cross for our sin. You are God's chosen. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasures in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You, I, we are treasures in jars of clay. The treasure is the Holy Spirit residing in us. To be filled with his power and his glory requires an emptying, a pouring out of ourselves to make room for him. So my friends, the question I asked before, what are the things that you're holding on to that need to be emptied? Maybe things in your hearts that others have said that you've held on to. Or maybe things that you've thought that are not true. Maybe you're not good enough. Or maybe you have held anger or hurt at what others have said or filled you with bitterness. Let it go, for it is not from God. Galatians 5 reminds us what is from God and what is not from God. Strife, outburst of anger, division, envy, all these things are not from God. But what is from God is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. My friends, those are the gifts of the Spirit. So you've been given pieces of paper, right? I'm going to invite you to write on that piece of paper the things that you do need to let go. Give it to God. And as I pray, we're going to come forward, and as you're led in God's time, you come forward, you place it in the bowl there. It will dissolve. And then I invite you to take a promise and a call from God. This is his words to each one of us, reminding us we're not alone, and the purpose that he has